But we begin this hour in Jordan, a fractious country that's seeing an unusual degree of unity right now. The collective shock and anger is a response to the killing of Jordanian Air Force pilot Moaz al-Qassasbeh. The self-proclaimed Islamic State posted a video yesterday showing him being burnt to death. Jordan responded today by executing two Iraqi militants. NPR's Peter Kenyon traveled to the village in southern Jordan where people gathered to mourn with the family of the pilot.
Qassasbeh's village curves around mountainous slopes not far from the ancient city of Karak, where the walls of a sprawling crusader castle were once washed in blood as Christian forces lost out to those of the mighty Muslim warrior Saladin. Today, the village's narrow streets were clogged with civilian and military vehicles, bringing mourners to pay respect to the memory of the 28-year-old pilot, whose fiery death his village and country are still coming to terms with. Four of Qassasbeh's fellow Air Force pilots made a pass over the village before dividing into two pairs that wheeled and made another pass, this time much lower. Qassasbeh's father, Safi, emerges from the mourning hall and works through a sea of well-wishers to dispel any concerns that the family, from a prominent Jordanian tribe, will be attacking the government for its decision to join the coalition fighting ISIS, known here by its Arabic acronym Daesh. A couple days ago, I prepared this place to celebrate my son's return, only to learn of his murder by Daesh, the father says. He doesn't think the government's pre-dawn execution of two Iraqi militants, one of whom Jordan had offered up in a swap to save Qassasbeh's life, is sufficient revenge. He says the goal for everyone, Arabs, Muslims, and the outside world, must be to destroy Daesh before it ruins the name of Islam around the world. The comments mark a shift from the days before the gruesome video of Qassasbeh's death, when the family had joined many in southern Jordan in questioning their country's partnering with the U.S. and others in the anti-ISIS coalition. None of those questions came up here today, nor did criticism raised in recent weeks of the Air Force for failing to rescue Qassasbeh when his plane crashed in enemy territory in December. As morning prayers for Qassasbeh begin, older brother Jawdad remembers him as a lovely man, a quiet village boy who surprised people by rising to become an Air Force pilot. Now, says Jawdad, his horrific killing leaves no doubt about the ugly and disgusting people they're dealing with, people who he says must be stopped.
But really now, Daesh war, it is my war, and it is war for all Muslims and for all countries.
Whether war against Daesh really becomes Jordan's war remains an open question. Even though anger at ISIS ran high in the mourning tent today, in general, sympathy for the extremists is relatively strong in this part of the country. And questions are growing about whether Jordan had reason to believe that the young pilot was dead weeks before the talk of a possible prisoner swap became public. In any case, all of Jordan now knows how high the stakes are. A cousin of the dead pilot, Ala Qassasbeh, doesn't quite succeed in keeping the emotion from his voice as he addresses other neighbors of Iraq and Syria and impressionable young people everywhere watching the horror unfold.
My message to Turkey is, guard your country dearly because Daesh is very close. And I call on all young people to be very careful when you decide about joining an Islamic fighting group. These groups only want money, and they feed off the lives of others.
Jordan's King Abdullah, who's been under growing pressure since Qassasbeh's capture, is suddenly enjoying a rare blossoming of public support, one brought on by a breathtaking display of cruelty to a quiet young man from a village in the mountains east of Karak. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jordan.